Now, Mark, I'm going to ask you a question I think I know the answer to, so I'm trying to be a good attorney here. Can you remember the last big concert you went to?
Sadly, I cannot. I know that doesn't speak well
for
me, but I love music.
You were at a ballpark, downtown Phoenix.
Oh my gosh, that's right, with Phil Latzman, went to see Billy Joel.
That is correct. It does seem like a long time ago, though. I can imagine
that. Yes, it sure does.
But concerts of all sizes have been pretty much shut down since the pandemic began, and when they're coming back is anyone's guess, especially for the two of us, apparently. And for our next guest, that uncertainty has been hard to handle. Danny Zalisco has been a concert promoter and booker in town for decades. I had him on the show a few months ago to talk about his new book about the music world, but now he's trying to figure out when he can reschedule a year's worth of concerts at venues around the Valley and what the industry will look like when it comes back. He spoke more about that with our co-host, Lauren Gilger.
You know, at the beginning, nobody had any idea how big it was. We had shows scheduled from mid-March all the way through the rest of last year. And it was one of the best years I've ever put together that far in advance. When the word came down that we had to stop, then it was like, all right, what about the shows next week and the week after that? And it's like, whoa, you're not going to have any shows next week. We don't know when you're going to have shows. And we started postponing them from March and April into June and July and August. Mm-hmm. And then April and May rolls around, and we're not getting any closer to any answers or any solutions. So now we're moving shows that were June, July, August into September, October, November. And this is going on all year. Now, the earliest shows we have rescheduled now are in April, which are likely to move. Mm-hmm. At one point, I had hoped to have shows by Memorial Day of this year. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot in the air right now, and hopefully good stuff that's going to help bring this down. But still, you know, we still have like, I don't know how many, must be 75 or 100 shows are still on sale. Everybody kept their tickets by and large for the shows from 2020. And I think they're looking forward to using them like a badge of honor. You know, I mean, they held on to their tickets. We didn't cancel the shows. And you know, sooner or later, we're going to have this under control and we'll be back to normal. And everybody wants to be there to celebrate with the seats they bought a long time ago, which I'm really happy about.
It sounds like the hardest part of this has been the uncertainty, like the not knowing. You've been through rounds and rounds and rounds of rescheduling, which is not a simple process. There's a lot that goes into booking a show.
It's like this every day in most people's lives, especially anybody involved in this business or the live event business, like say the Phoenix Suns or the Cardinals. You know, there's no describing the Groundhog Day quality of each and every day when you wake up and you're optimistic and happy to be awake another day. And there's things, I mean, after so many decades of doing this again and again and again, not that it's boring or monotonous, but this is just what you do. Mm-hmm. You have your natural order of what you do every day. In my case, and everybody that works here, is to move shows along. You know, all of the different details that go into doing shows. And now the detail every day that we look forward to is praying that the number went down for cases and deaths from the day before.
So what do you think the industry will look like when this is all over, Danny? I mean, you've been doing this for decades here. I mean, do you anticipate it returning to where it was or being bigger than it was? Or is this going to be a long time coming?
Well, I got a plan on it being this year. I can't tell you when. I want to remain optimistic that people now have a grip on this. The powers that be that need to be looking after things like this on behalf of a nation, of the world. As far as concerts go, when people are told it's okay to congregate in a room and be arm to arm next to each other or close to that, then we know we have a business that we can move forward with. But the you know, what's been suggested is to have the social distancing and the spacing and all that. The problem with that is you financially, that model doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And you can't pay all your bills and the artist and the promotion and everything else that it takes to put on a show when you've got half of the income. That's why you haven't seeing those kind of concerts taking place. I'm sure a lot of people would attend them. I mean, there's a lot of people who are one side of this issue and a lot that are on the other. I don't understand how you're on any side of any issue here, other than some political influencing, which shouldn't be taking place. But, you know, the bottom line is this stuff is very real. And once the vaccine gets into place and it's administered and it works, and then you do that phase two of it, and people are okay from it, and the numbers are going down, then we're going to know we got a grip on this thing, and we can move forward with our lives. In my case, it's doing concerts and so forth. But, you know, the bottom line is much, much bigger than that.
Last question for you, Danny, and a forward-looking one, hopefully. What are you most excited about? Like, when you get to do another show and maybe stand in the back of the crowd and watch the whole thing unfold, what are you going to be most happy to see happen?
I think it'll be a combination of a sigh and a relief. Maybe I'll faint. I'm not a big fainter. Forget that. But, you know, I think it's just going to be feeling the collective relief of an audience when they all feel like they can go to a place and gather together and enjoy themselves without something that I think we have the right to take for granted, which is gathering together and having a good time. I mean, I miss it. It's amazing how much I know people who attend several concerts a year, you know, as part of the balance and what they do in their lives every month. I know what it means to them too. And I hear about it, I read about it, people write me, people call me. I get asked all the time a lot of the very same things, and I'm right there with everybody else. I wanna see somebody stand on stage. I want to see that face they make when they do the right stuff up there that people pay to see them do. Mm-hmm. And they get to feel and experience that wave of applause roll over them. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. All right. That is longtime Arizona concert promoter Danny Zalisco of Danny Zalisco Presents. Danny, thank you so much for coming on the show, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.